Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay on Thursday, December the 5th. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. And first today, our reporter Joe Crosley has been hearing about what's being done to address an apparent increase in antisocial behaviour in part of Swale. Now, it comes just days after two members of staff at McDonald's were attacked at Sittingbourne Retail Park and a group of around 10 people disrupted the Christmas light switch-on event in the town centre. Well, Joe has spent a night in the town and you can read about his experience at Kent Online. He's also been speaking to MP Kevin McKenna, who recently raised the issue in the Commons.
And there's stuff that we're doing at a national level as a national government. So, you know, some things are bringing things called respect orders, which are new powers for the police to actually work with people who are maybe behaving in an antisocial way. Some of it's about control of things, you know, even things like e-scooters that can be a menace on pavements, actually controlling those, or, you know, not a problem on Sittingbourne High Street, but quad bikes and sports bikes that people race around estates, around town, actually, quite a lot. That allows us more control and actually gives the police extra tools to on the sort of enforcement side and also to try and get people that are causing this antisocial behaviour to recognise the harm and the misery and the fear that they're causing to other people. But at the same time, it's also about, you know, where some of it's involving younger people, and we know that things like youth clubs and youth supports have been massively degraded right across the country and here in Swale and Kent generally over the last few years. So, you know, we're doing a big new consultation on a youth strategy for the country so that we can bring in more youth services, more youth clubs, but that actually match what young people want to see themselves. And together, those guys, it's both from both angles, that will start to make a difference. So they're quite big things.
Now, our reporter did come across groups of youngsters during his night out, including some who tried to get into the back of his car while he was driving. You can actually see footage of that within the story if you head to the website today. And we can hear now from Chief Inspector Vanessa Foster.
It's a really small minority of individuals that commit ASB. But I understand the public's concern. It does affect people. It's in their eyesight. They can always see it. So the main individuals that commit it are usually those young, 11 to 17. Those individuals usually are just out and about at evenings, weekends, school holidays. We've had an uptake in resources for those peak periods. We've worked with the council on street marshals that have assisted us in those peak periods of holidays where the children have been out and about. And like I said, we've been working on diversionary schemes to give the kids something to do that has steered them away from that behaviour. And we've had a real success with those schemes. To the point now we've had them extended until early next year.
Well, if you do live in Sittingbourne, we'd love to know what you think about the town. Do you go out there at night, or is it not that big a problem? You can let us know by commenting on the story or on our socials. Maybe you'd like to tell us what it's like in other parts of the county where you live.
Kent Online News.
Other top stories today, and a second teenager has been questioned by police investigating a huge fire in the former Debenhams in Canterbury. Crews left the scene yesterday afternoon and people living in nearby flats could go back home. Well, a 15-year-old from Ashford was arrested yesterday. Another 15-year-old was also in custody after the blaze started on Monday night. And you can see drone pictures of the damage by heading to Kent Online. An asylum seeker who's in prison for manslaughter after four people died during a small boat crossing to Kent has launched an appeal. Ibrahim Abar was jailed for 9.5 years for piloting an unseaworthy vessel from France in December 2022. The Senegalese national tried to claim he'd been threatened by smugglers if he didn't make the journey. A teenager has been arrested after a moped rider was seriously injured in a suspected hit and run near Canterbury. The woman was taken to hospital after it happened in Sturry, shortly after the driver of a BMW failed to stop for police in Broad Oak Road. A 19-year-old from the city is in custody. Now, this is one of our most read stories on the website. site today, it's been revealed a Ukrainian man who was found dead in a Maidstone park had crashed his e-scooter and fallen into some water. Well, Kate joins me now with more on this and a tragic case, Kate.
Absolutely. An inquest has been told Anatoly Cherevkov had spent the night drinking at a friend's house at the end of July this year. The 24-year-old's body was discovered around 6 hours later in an area of Moat Park. He'd suffered fatal head injuries and was face down in water.
And what did tests show?
Well, he'd been more than twice the drink drive limit at the time. He'd suffered a fractured skull and bleeding on the brain. He had no other drugs in his system and there was no evidence he'd suffered any kind of assault. A coroner concluded it was an accident.
And finally, tributes have been paid to Anatoly.
Yes, that's right. His friends described him as an incredibly talented person, they went on to say. He knew how to make people laugh when they were sad. In a statement, they said he appeared on stage at school and also danced and wrote poetry. They ended by saying he left the warmest, kindest and brightest memories.
Kate, thank you ever so much.
Kent Online reports.
It's been confirmed the outgoing Archbishop of Canterbury won't be taking part in any public Christmas services before he leaves the role in January. Justin Welby, as you may recall, resigned over failures in the church's handling of an abuse scandal. The Archbishop of York will lead the Christmas Day sermon in his place. An area of land on Sheppey will remain off limits to the public after waste was dumped there illegally. East Church Gap near 3rd Avenue was closed in June last year after shredded household and builders' waste was left. A criminal investigation is still underway. No one is allowed to enter the site without permission from the Environment Agency for the next 6 months. Meantime, a fly tipper who dumped waste, including asbestos, at several sites around Sevenoaks has been jailed. James Bamblett used his scrap metal removal business to get people to pay him to take away their rubbish before leaving it in various locations. The 37-year-old from Snodland has been locked up for 120 days. A decision's due to be made this week on plans for nearly 200 homes at Milton Creek in Sittingbourne. Developers want to build 4 waterside apartment blocks at Lloyd's Wharf behind the retail park. It's been recommended for approval at a meeting tomorrow evening. Now get set for what could be a very wet and windy weekend in Kent. A weather warning has been issued. The yellow alert comes into force at 3 p.m. tomorrow, that's Friday, and lasts all the way through until Sunday morning. The Met Office says there's a chance of travel disruption, flooding and even damage to properties. Now, figures seen by Kent Online show there are less than 25 childcare places available in Kent for every 100 eligible children. Ofsted has raised concerns about a lack of availability at nurseries and childminders in certain areas. They've also found fewer places in more deprived parts. Well, Lee Selby is the Watchdog's Assistant Regional Director for the South East and he's been speaking to Lucy.
We've released our annual report today, which is the new Chief Inspector's first annual report since he took up post in January. And we're really focused on childcare this year, and that some areas have less provision for children than others. And we're calling those areas where there's less provision childcare deserts. And it's fair to say that in Kent and Medway, the amount of provision available is less than elsewhere in the southeast and lower than national figures as well. So it's what we've looked at is how many childcare places are available per 100 children in each local area. And in Kent, the figure sits at 24.7, and in Medway, it's lower still at 21.2.
How much of a concern is that for you at Ofsted?
So it is a concern because we know that high quality childcare is really important, and especially in more disadvantaged areas. And what our research has shown is it is more disadvantaged areas where there's less childcare provision. And it's really important that working parents are able to place their children with high quality nurseries or childminders, and that those providers help children get ready for starting school.
And it seems like not very many places. I mean, looking at that, less than 25 places for every 100 children, does that mean, you know, 3 in 4 children are missing out on a place?
Yeah, if parents wanted to use childcare, not all parents do, but there is a deficiency in provision. And we know the government has an ambition to extend provision and more free childcare places. But there's a challenge in the sector with them being able to do that at the moment.
Yeah, I was going to mention the expansion of those funded hours, because presumably places are already struggling to fit in the children that are currently eligible.
Absolutely. So one of the things we know about in terms of challenges is around workforce and getting a high quality workforce into childcare provision. Recruitment remains a difficulty, and the high turnover in staffing in childcare provision leads to unsettled times for our youngest children.
What would be your advice to parents who are struggling to get their child into a nursery or childcare place?
My advice is to look on local websites in terms of what is available. Local authorities can signpost what is available, but we know it's difficult at the moment.
Kent Online reports.
Staff at a Kent hospital are working to find the most effective treatment for children with a common chest infection. Clinicians at the William Harvey in Ashford are one of 32 teams nationwide currently involved in the study. More than 30,000 babies are admitted to hospital each year with breathing difficulties caused by the viral infection. Business owners in Canterbury say the regeneration of the Westgate Towers will signal the start of a new era. Work is set to begin on the multi-million pound project next year, which will see the lower end of St. Peter's Place transformed into a continental-style square. It's just one of many areas of the city that will benefit from almost £20 million in levelling up funding. Families have slammed an Elf on the Shelf Christmas experience at Bluewater, saying it was overpriced and underwhelming. The event launched at the shopping centre last month and cost £14.50 per child, but some parents say it feels rushed. Well, a spokesperson has said they've had mixed feedback, but they are working to make improvements. A Kent influence has been named Creator of the Year at the first ever TikTok Awards. Kyra Mae Turner's got more than 1.2 million followers. The 22-year-old works as an independent travel agent and makeup artist. Now, dozens of schools across Kent and Medway have been recognised for the work they're doing to protect the environment. Recycling, green transport projects and community litter picks have been highlighted at the annual Green School Awards. Wellesley Haddon Dean Primary in Broadstairs won the overall Trailblazer Award. We can hear from some pupils, but first, teacher Kerry Sabin-Dawson.
It's really amazing. It's so rewarding to have that award and to recognise all the work that's been done by the children in the school over the last 12 months. We were inspired greatly by the award ceremony this time last year, where we did win two awards there, different awards, and we've taken on a lot of the ideas. I'm afraid we have stolen quite a few from other schools around Kent, but that's what it's all about. And I really hope that lots of people will steal some of our ideas and put them in place in other schools around Kent, because I think there is so much potential in the schools around Kent. So, yeah, let's hope it leads to other things.
Yeah, as you say, that is exactly what it's all about. Can you give us just a little snapshot of what you guys are doing? I mean, you're doing so much, but what are perhaps the bits that you enjoy the most?
I think the thing that has really been special for us this year is opening up our Eco Refill Shop, which has been a really big event in our school, and it's been really well supported by our whole school community. So the parents now are saving their empty plastic bottles, bringing them to the shop to be refilled with our produce, and the children have been working really hard. They stock the shop themselves, they do all the finance, they do the count up of the money, they do the ordering of all the stock, and it has really helped to raise awareness of the numbers of plastic bottles that are just thrown away every year when they could easily be refilled with produce.
I think sometimes when we hear on the news about the bigger climate picture, we all think, oh, what can we do that will make a difference? How important is it to get that message across to the pupils and indeed staff and the wider school community that whatever you do will make a difference?
I think it's really important, because I think eco-anxiety is a really big issue at the moment. And what we don't want is people thinking, oh my goodness, it's too big an issue, we can't do anything about it. And I think the message that has been here today is really clear. Every tiny little thing that you do adds up to make a really big difference. And that's, I think, all of the children in our school are very aware of that. So every little bit we do makes a great difference for the overall picture.
We've heard about loads of projects today. Is there anything that stood out that you think, oh, that's another one, we're going to have to take that back and give it a try?
Well, you know, I'm fascinated by the Bonkers for Conkers idea. Conkers to make soap, I've never heard of that. So I'm going to have to go back and research research it. Fantastic. Is there anything else you'd like to mention? Anything else that you're doing that you wanted to highlight?
Oh, I really want to highlight our bees on the school grounds, actually, because we've got a really good project going, and our liquid gold our bees have been producing have been hotly contended for. So yeah, the bees on the school grounds is really good for raising awareness about the insect population and the decline that we've got. So we've made a lovely wildfire meadow for our bees, as well as all the other insects out there. So yeah, really proud of those.
Some schools might say, oh my god, that's way too awkward to do. Have you had a lot of support to do some of these projects?
Actually, that's been really quite smooth and straightforward. We've been working with Thanet Beekeepers, and they come along and they help us to maintain it. And we've now bought some of our own suits, and the children are all fully involved in the whole process. It's been really easy to do.
What did you make of today? How exciting was it?
Very exciting.
Were you quite pleased to win the award?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the most enjoyable bit about the eco projects that you do at school?
I like serving the customers at the top-up shop.
Yeah, fantastic. And what did you make of today?
It was really fun because this is my first time. So, because I heard last year, and I think we hadn't really started the eco shop very much. So it was the Wild Club team coming, so this is my first time.
Excellent. And what do you like about the shop then? Because that seems really popular.
Well, all the parents enjoy it and it's really good for the environment. So it makes me happy that we're helping.
Super. And what did you think about today?
I think it was super exciting, especially because we got to get interviewed here and we got to win one of the trophies. And I think it was cool seeing what all the other schools are doing with the environment.
And what do you most enjoy at school about getting involved?
Doing the eco shop. I like refilling it and selling the honey to F1. So we harvest it and it's fun.
Congratulations to all of those who got certificates and overall awards this year. And finally, a unique charity shop has opened in Kent, believed to be the first of its kind in the country. Every item of clothing sold at the new Pilgrims Hospice store in Tankerton near Whitstable will be new, complete with original tags. Bosses say the clothes are offered to them from retailers, including M&S, Next and French Connection, to be sold on at a fraction of the cost.
Kent Online Sport.
Football first up, and Gillingham have suffered their seventh defeat in 9 games. They lost 2-1 at Bromley in League Two last night. The result leaves them 12th in the table. A very unimpressed manager, Mark Bonner, spoke to us after the final whistle.
Probably sick of seeing and saying the same things, really. Similar to everybody else who's watching us at the moment. It's a bit rinse repeat, and that's us after 10 days of grafting and trying to put ourselves in a position to be better than that. And it's just so far away from the team we should be, or people think we can be or are, in so many areas. I thought we started the match quite well. We had a good threat down, certainly the left-hand side. Jaden caused them a lot of problems in the first half. Nev's had a good chance in the first half, one-on-one. Jaden's had a good chance at the back post second half. Wakey's had a bit of a chance towards the end at the back post. The first goal's a gift, absolute gift, just giving the ball back with a slow pass, and there wasn't enough tempo in our game too often. Or risk, people not really finding the ball or creating tempo in the game. And we get back in the game because Nev works his space quite well, but Robbie just injects a bit of tempo and runs, and it's unbelievable what can happen when you do that. We are bang average at the moment, if that at best. And the run of results, completely unacceptable. Some of the performances, completely unacceptable. And we say we've got a really good squad and we spend a fortune, and that's what we've got to show for it at the moment. So it's just absolutely miles away from what good looks like, I think, at the minute.
Robbie McKenzie was back in the side after injury. He scored the Jules goal.
We got ourselves back in the game and then we shoot ourselves in the foot again. We need to find a way to stop doing it. Only we can figure out how that is, but I think we need to do it, and we need to do it fast. But next game comes fast, so we're going to have to learn quickly and go from there. We need to go back to basics, really, and fight for things a bit more. We need a bit more fight in there, and hopefully things are going to turn around, but we're the only ones that can do that, and we need to realise fast. We need to end the run that we're on as quick as possible, and it's only us that's going to do that. We thank the fans for coming tonight. We appreciate it every single week, and we hope they're going to be there on Saturday in full voice, because it does make a difference, and we do feel the difference, but hopefully we can turn it around for them.
Well, Gillingham are back in action on Saturday. They welcome Salford City to Priestfield. And on to cricket, Kent Zach Crawley will keep his place opening the batting for England in the second test against New Zealand. That's despite only managing one run over both innings of their victory in the opening game. Play in Wellington is due to get underway at 10 tonight, our time. Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, and now Blue Sky. You can also get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. And to sign up to that, you just need to head to kentonline.co.uk. And whilst you're on the website, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories. And if you use the promo code Nicola Everett, all one word, at the checkout, you get £30 off the price of an annual subscription. Don't forget to check out the very latest Eat My Words food review, and we'll be back with the podcast tomorrow.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.